Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky and the Secret of the Silver Bells. Pyotr had a secret. It was hidden inside a heavy wooden crate, shipped all the way from Paris. He wouldn't let anyone, not even his best friends, see what was inside. "Don't tell a soul," he wrote to his music publisher. "I want it to be a complete surprise." Can you hear it now? Those strange, silvery sounds floating through the orchestra, like tiny bells made of ice, like stars winking at each other across a winter sky. That sound is Pyotr's secret, an instrument called a celesta. A celesta looks like a tiny piano, but inside, instead of strings, there are little metal bars, like the keys of a xylophone. When you press a key, a felt hammer strikes the metal, and out comes that magical bell-like shimmer. Before Tchaikovsky used it, almost nobody knew what a celesta even was. He discovered it in a music shop in Paris and was so excited that he was practically bouncing. He had to use it for something truly magical. And that tells you something important about the man who wrote this music. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky wasn't a stuffy, serious composer. He was someone who got thrilled by sounds, who felt joy, wonder, and sadness more deeply than most people ever do. In fact, when Pyotr was young, people gave him a very special name. They called him the Glass Child. Pyotr was born in 1840 in a small Russian town so far from anywhere that winter lasted nearly half the year. Snow piled up to the windowsills, icicles hung from rooftops like frozen tears. Even as a tiny boy, Pyotr seemed fragile. His governess said his feelings were like delicate glass, beautiful, but so easily cracked. When he heard music, he didn't just enjoy it, he felt it in his whole body. Once, after a party with dancing, little Pyotr couldn't sleep. He lay in bed, crying and crying. "What's wrong?" his governess asked. "The music," he whispered, pressing his hand to his chest. "It's stuck in here, and it won't let me rest." Some people thought being so sensitive was a weakness, that Pyotr needed to toughen up, learn to feel less. But here's the wonderful secret. That glass heart, the one that felt everything, turned out to be his greatest gift. Because when Tchaikovsky wrote about joy, you could feel the joy bubbling up inside you. When he wrote about sorrow, your own heart ached. When he wrote about magic, well, he created entire worlds. Worlds where people didn't need words to tell their stories. Worlds where the orchestra became every character's voice. Worlds called ballets. Do you know what a ballet is? It's a story told entirely through movement. No talking, no singing, just dancers leaping and spinning and reaching and falling, while the orchestra tells you everything you need to know. Think about it. In a movie, characters talk. In an opera, they sing. But in a ballet, the only voice is the music. Every emotion, every secret, every surprise, the orchestra has to paint it all. That's an enormous job for a composer. And Tchaikovsky was better at it than almost anyone who ever lived. This is the very beginning of his ballet, The Nutcracker, the overture. An overture is like a musical greeting, welcoming you into the story. Can you hear how it sparkles with excitement? Something magical is about to happen. Tchaikovsky wrote three great ballets, three magical worlds. First came Swan Lake, the story of a princess cursed to live as a swan by day, only becoming human when the moon rises. But here's a painful secret. When Swan Lake was first performed, it was a disaster. The dancers were confused, the sets looked cheap, the orchestra played sloppily. Audience members actually got up and left before it was over. Imagine being Tchaikovsky, the glass child who felt everything so deeply, watching people walk away from his music. The newspapers were cruel. One critic said the ballet was boring. Another said Tchaikovsky should stick to symphonies. He was crushed. He started to wonder if maybe he wasn't meant to write ballets at all. But the glass child didn't give up. Years later, he tried again, with a ballet called Sleeping Beauty. The fairy tale you probably know. A princess cursed to sleep for 100 years. A prince who wakes her with a kiss. This time, triumph! The audience cheered. Critics raved. The Tsar of Russia himself said two words. Very nice. From the Tsar of all Russia? That was practically cartwheels. Tchaikovsky had proven his glass heart could create something the whole world loved. And now, he was ready for his greatest magical world. The Nutcracker. Picture this. It's Christmas Eve in a grand old house. Snow falls softly outside the frosted windows. Inside, candles flicker on an enormous Christmas tree. Real candles, not electric lights. Children race around in their finest clothes. Grown-ups waltz across the polished floor. The whole house smells of pine needles and cinnamon. And then, a strange old man arrives. His name is Herr Drosselmeier. He has wild hair, an eye patch, and pockets stuffed with magical toys. For a girl named Clara, he brings something very special. A wooden nutcracker shaped like a soldier, with a big head and an even bigger jaw for cracking nuts. He isn't beautiful. His paint is chipped. He looks a bit funny. But Clara loves him instantly. But Clara's brother Fritz is jealous. He grabs the nutcracker and crack! Breaks him. Clara weeps. Herr Drosselmeier bandages the nutcracker with his handkerchief. Don't worry, he whispers. He will be fine. Later that night, when the clock strikes midnight and everyone is asleep, something extraordinary happens. The Christmas tree begins to grow. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Clara shrinks, or does everything else grow, until she's no bigger than a mouse. And from every shadow, mice pour into the room. An army of them, led by a terrible mouse king with 7 heads. Now, listen to the music that comes next. Tchaikovsky makes the orchestra sound strange, magical, dangerous. The strings shiver and tremble. Everything familiar becomes twisted and dreamlike. You can feel that something extraordinary is happening. Did you hear how strange and magical that was? The whole world transforming around Clara. The Nutcracker comes to life! He leads his toy army against the Mouse King's forces. Cannons fire, made from Christmas ornaments. Toy soldiers march bravely into battle. But the Mouse King is too strong. Just when it seems all is lost, Clara, tiny Clara, picks up her slipper and throws it, bonk, right on the Mouse King's crown. He stumbles, the Nutcracker strikes, and the battle is won. But wait, something is happening to the Nutcracker. His wooden face is softening. His painted eyes are becoming real. He's not a Nutcracker anymore. He's a prince. A real, living prince. And this is where Tchaikovsky, the glass child who felt everything so deeply, does something truly beautiful. Even in scary moments, he found a way to make the music shimmer with wonder. Because he understood that even in darkness, there can be magic. The prince takes Clara's hand. Come with me, he says. I want to show you something. He leads Clara through a magical forest where snowflakes dance in the air. Not falling, dancing. Swirling and leaping like tiny ballerinas made of ice. Now, before you hear this music, listen for something special. Tchaikovsky added a children's choir, real human voices, singing without any words, just, ah, floating above the orchestra like the snowflakes themselves. The snow isn't cold here. It glitters like diamonds. It smells like peppermint and pine. And somewhere, in the distance, through the dancing snow, Clara can see something shimmering. A palace made entirely of candy. Could you hear those voices floating like snowflakes? Clara and the prince arrive at the land of sweets, a place where everything is made of candy and treats. The walls are gingerbread. The flowers are lollipops. The rivers flow with lemonade and hot chocolate. And ruling over it all is the Sugar Plum Fairy, the one whose silvery celesta music opened our story tonight. The Sugar Plum Fairy is overjoyed to see the prince. He'd been trapped under an evil spell, turned into a wooden nutcracker. And Clara, brave, kind Clara, helped break the spell. "We must celebrate," the Sugar Plum Fairy declares. "Let the dances begin." And here's where Tchaikovsky does something wonderful. Guests arrive from all over the world, and each one brings a dance from their homeland. Listen for how the music changes completely with each country.
First, from Spain, comes Hot Chocolate.
For this dance, Tchaikovsky wanted the music to sound sharp and proud, like a dancer stamping their heels on a stone floor. Listen for the crisp, clapping rhythm that sounds almost like castanets clicking together. Here come the Spanish dancers. Sharp and proud, just like we said. Now from Arabia comes coffee, rich and mysterious. This music is completely different. Listen for how slowly it moves, how it seems to curl and sway like smoke rising from a cup. The melody winds around and around, never quite settling down.
Different from Spain. Slow, dreamy, hypnotic.
And now, from Russia, Tchaikovsky's own homeland, comes the wildest dance of all. It's called the trepak, and it's so fast that dancers have to leap and squat and kick their legs out while balancing on almost nothing. Listen for the music getting faster and faster, like it's racing toward the finish line.
It's exhausting just to listen. And now for the most beautiful dance of all, the Waltz of the Flowers. A waltz has three beats. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Like a gentle rocking motion, like being swayed in someone's arms. As you listen, imagine an entire garden coming to life. Roses bowing to lilies, tulips twirling with daisies, every flower in creation dancing together in candlelight. Feel how the music rises and falls, like breathing, like floating on a cloud made of petals. And then, after all the dances, after all the magic, Clara wakes up. She's curled beneath the Christmas tree, her nutcracker clutched in her arms. The party is over. The house is quiet. Dawn is creeping through the frosty windows. Was it a dream? She looks at the nutcracker's painted wooden face. It doesn't move. It doesn't speak. But there's something different about her now. She's seen magic. She's been to a world made of candy and snow. She saved a prince with nothing but a slipper and courage. And some things, once you've felt them, change you forever. Tchaikovsky finished The Nutcracker in 1892. He was 52 years old. He wouldn't live much longer, just another year. But in that short time, he'd given the world three magical realms to visit whenever we need them. A moonlit lake where swans dance under the stars. A sleeping kingdom waiting 100 years for true love. A Christmas tree that grows to the sky. Remember that glass child who felt everything so deeply? The one people said was too sensitive? He didn't try to stop feeling things. He didn't build walls around his heart. Instead, he poured every bit of his enormous, fragile, beautiful heart into his music. And that's why, more than 100 years later, his ballets still make us laugh and cry and dream.
So the next time someone tells you that you feel things too much, that your heart is too soft, that you need to toughen up, remember Tchaikovsky. Remember the glass child who turned his tender heart into a gift for the whole world. And maybe,
if you listen very carefully to his music, you'll hear him whispering back, "Come, I've saved you a seat at the ballet." Good night.